Certainly, depending upon the time of the year, a property will have to be winterized if it is vacant. And that is a professional service, and you can see the example on this web page what winterization entails. Many homeowners have said, "Oh, I don't need to winterize it. My furnace will keep the property warm enough. The furnace has never failed," that type of a thing. And I personally have had some properties and good price points where the furnace did indeed fail. And there was more than one furnace on occasion on the property, but an outer wall of a certain bathroom, the pipes froze, and a neighbor called and said clearly something busted. And when we got there, water was running down from the second floor to the first floor, and there's ice growing out the side of the house. It had been 12 degrees for enough days in a row on this vacant house, and the furnace had stopped, and the pipes had frozen. And again, the thought process is it won't happen to me. It is our recommendation if your property's sitting vacant. The cost is also here on the website, what it is, and then for inspections it has to be undone, meaning cleared out the system, the plumbing system, and then reestablished if closing's not for a couple weeks. It's really just managing risk. It's why we have insurance. And we all know to have car insurance and other kind homeowners insurance, what have you. It just isn't worth the risk to not have it. And failing to winterize a property is just saying, I'm willing to take the risk. It's not going to happen to me. And it does. It happens to some people. So we recommend if it's inclement weather, see the wording on the website. If this kind of condition exists, it'd be wise to keep the property winterized. All right. Thank you so much.